This episode of Cold Sports is brought to you by Studio, a company that focuses on elegant, stylish, classy headphones and earbuds. Go to coldsports.com and upon checkout, use the promo code COLD to save an extra 15% off your purchase. Studio is the place that designs your sound experience.
Welcome to Cold Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cold Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And on this episode, we're going to delve into Triple G Canelo 2 happening sooner than we all think. We're, of course, going to talk about the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 52, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's the epicenter of sports this weekend. We're, of course, going to award the Dolt of the Weekend, put a worthy subject upon further review. You already know I'm going on the campus of Michigan State. I'm not making that a secret. So you already know what's coming. Find out what I have to say about it. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline Las Vegas. So the fight which captured the imagination of everybody last year in September will do it again in this May. Yes, Gennady Golovkin will get it on with Canelo Alvarez again. This time it's going to take place... It may take place again in T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. It also might take place in Madison Square Garden in New York. We don't know yet. We'll find out later. But both fighters are excited, and the promoter, Oscar De La Hoya. He's also excited that this fight will get going again, this time for Cinco de Mayo. Canelo, quote, I'm delighted to once again participate in one of the most important boxing events in history. This second fight is for the benefit and pleasure of fans who desire to see the best fight. The best. This time, Golovkin won't have any excuses regarding the judges because I'm coming to knock him out. Close quote. Well, Triple G. Quote. I am ready to battle Canelo again and am happy he took this fight again. This is the fight the world wants. This is the fight boxing deserves. I didn't agree with some of the judges' decisions in the first fight. This time, there will be no doubt. I am leaving the ring as the middleweight champion of the world. Close quote. And De La Hoya had this to say about the fight. Quote. Canelo versus Golovkin 2 will be boxing's biggest and best event of 2018 as these two elite fighters once again go head-to-head to determine who is the best middleweight in the world. I expect we will see even more fireworks in the rematch as both fighters know there is more at stake now than before. Close quote. Now, for those who didn't follow the fight in September, the early rounds pretty much leaned toward Canelo. The later rounds leaned toward Triple G. There was, I guess you could say, some dispute as to which way the fight leaned in the middle rounds, like 5, 6, and 7. But both fighters talked a big game then. Neither one was knocked down. So we shall see if the same happens again, or will we see one get put to the canvas? But if it lives up to any type of billing, 2018's version of this fight will be just as good as 2017's. Dateline Philadelphia. So WWE was in town for their 31st annual Royal Rumble. Now, it was a good event. You had two battle royals, one for the men, one for the women. Shinsuke Nakamura goes on to be the headliner, or I should say one of the headliners in WrestleMania by winning the Royal Rumble. And he and AJ Styles will get it on this April 8th in New Orleans. Over on the women's side, the Japanese star Asuka outlasted Nikki Bella to be the woman to choose who she's going to face at WrestleMania. Now, that choice hasn't been made, but all of that was brushed aside when former UFC women's bantamweight champion Ronda Rousey wearing Roddy Piper's old jacket. I personally think that this was something that was going to happen. I'm surprised it happened as late as it did because I thought this would happen a year sooner in my estimation. But it's here. It's been teased for about a couple of years. And now we will see how Rousey likes being in the WWE versus being in the UFC. I personally thought that her ship sailed after her last performance with Nunes, and hopefully she'll have a better outlook and better career being in the WWE. Dateline Toronto! So the NHL came down and ruled that they will not participate in the upcoming Winter Olympics. Now, it's going to happen later this month, but they said that they weren't going to do it simply because it's in the middle of their season. Since they broke for the All-Star weekend last month, why have two hardcore stoppages in play? It doesn't make sense. However, Toronto Maple Leaf center Austin Matthews had this to say about the decision. Quote, "It's pretty disappointing, obviously. We have a lot of young Americans in the NHL now. It would have been nice to play with them." Close quote. Now, we all know how the U.S. is. They want to be the best in everything. However, in hockey, at least from the men's standpoint, it has always been a battle between the Canadians and the Russians. And I guess that the Americans would like to have the same thing happen in hockey as did happen in basketball. We'll have to probably wait another 4 years. Dateline Los Angeles. All 30 major league ballparks will have expanded protected netting that reaches to at least the far ends of each the first and third base dugouts by April. And I applaud this move simply because we had some nasty events that happened just last year with bats flying into the stands. Take, for instance, Chris Carter's broken bat at Yankee Stadium on May 25th. A fan was sitting beyond the first base dugout and was hit by a 100-mile-an-hour foul ball. Then there was a young girl later on in the year that was injured by a 100-mile-an-hour foul ball off the bat of Todd Frazier on September 20th. So with hard foul balls being hit and bats flying into the stands if players don't really have a good grip on the bat, I think this is a good move. I think we need to protect our fans, and Major League Baseball has gotten a lot of things wrong. They got it right this time, and I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that. Dateline Minneapolis. So here we go. Super Bowl 52. New England Patriots, the AFC champions. Philadelphia Eagles, the NFC champions. Let me start with Philly. They were going really smooth. Their defense was buoyed by their rotating deep line. I would probably say the deepest line in the NFL, offense or defense, led by Chris Long, and their secondary led by Malcolm Jenkins. They pretty much have been solid. And in fact, they have been the big linchpin key to their late run because the offense of the Eagles was going good. I mean, no defense was able to stop them when Wentz was behind center. And then with a touchdown scramble against the Rams in the Coliseum in L.A., his season in early December ended just like the sunset that happened right then soon thereafter. So back up, Nick Foles came in. He did a decent job. I can't say he did a great job. He put forth some stats against the Giants. He came up with some key plays against the Rams to close that game out. But then the offense went south. Bad showing against the Raiders. A worse showing against the Cowboys, and a not-so-encouraging effort against the Falcons in the divisional round. And then the first quarter of the NFC Championship game, where they were being shut out, and then a pick six opened the floodgates, and then Nick Foles decided to become Tom Brady in his own right in that game, going for 26-33, 352 yards, three touchdowns with no picks, and some of those throws were bombs. So it's cool that Foles has actually gotten his confidence back on the team, and now the team that is tailor-made for him now, which it wasn't when he became the quarterback, is poised and ready to do some major things. And aside, I'm rooting for you, Nick, because I saw the story that you want to actually be a pastor after football. I think that's admirable. And that actually makes me a fan of yours. I want you to do as best you can and be the blessing that you are, my man. God's blessings to you. Seriously. That's the Eagles. The Patriots. They have a offensive line. They have a defensive line. They have a secondary. They have a linebacking core. They have a running back core. They have a decent wide receiver core. And they have what I consider to be the most indefensible weapon in football in Rob Gronkowski. What they do have and carry in absolute spades is the best head coach in NFL history, Bill Belichick, and one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in Tom Brady. And as they evidenced in what they did in Foxborough against the Jaguars. It doesn't matter what deficit you have. No lead is safe when you have number 12 under center. They just know not to quit on any given game. They will come back. They will fight back. And people may hate me for saying what I'm about to say, but I'm actually glad the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, because normally that means a game is going to be had. Because in the 7 previous games that they have been in the Super Bowl, it has been decided, the final score I mean, by 6 points or less. So we are guaranteed pretty much an exciting game. And what do I think? I really think overall that this one's going to be a Patriots affair, and I'm not rooting for them. I really have no horse in the race for either side, but I just think that the Patriots, who, yes, you can say that the Eagles have better talent all the way around, the Patriots are proof that if you have the right quarterback, that he can elevate everybody's level from one level to the next. And when you have someone who has 5 rings at his arsenal, and that's before kickoff of this game, you believe that when you step on the field and you have that silver helmet with the Patriot insignia on it, that you're going to win. And that belief is there, and that belief is there for me. Not rooting for them, I'm just saying, this one I believe the Patriots will have. So I think that people are going to be even more upset that the Patriots are going to be Super Bowl champs for the 6th time in 17 years. We just had to live with it, because it's their world right now. It will end. Unfortunately, I don't think it will end on February 4th. When I come back, we're going to talk about a campus that's under siege, basically, and upon further review, but immediately following this break, though, the Dolt of the Week is next. You want a place that you want to talk sports 24/7? Come on down to the Cold Sports VIP Room. The VIP is waiting for you. You can find that link on coldsportswithaz.com. Want to check out how Cold Sports sounds on other platforms? You can definitely do that. The Intelligent Sportsman on other shows is there waiting for you. Click onto that link on coldsportswithaz.com. Now, you know Coach Johnson is an author. He's written books, many, and those books are on sale right now. ColdSportsWithAZ.com. Now, you want to hear this voice on voiceovers or commercials of your brand? Check out how you sound, or check out how you can have B sound on your stuff. ColdSportsWithAZ.com is where you can find it. Now, if you want to have the headphones that I'm wearing right now, the company's called Studio. You'll love it. The sound quality is great, and everything else is great about the company. 15% is what you save when you use the promo code Cole. Just go to ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You can check out that link. And if you have what you want to say, come on now. Say it with your chest. VIP, go ahead and speak. GoSportsWithAZ.com is where you can find it. And if you want to find out what I think is the 5 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, that book is for free. GoSportsWithAZ.com is where you can find it. Now, if you want to check out any episodes in the past 2 years or the present one, you already found us. Come on down and listen to more at Cole Sports with the Z.com. And then enjoy yourself. Cole Sports! Available on Cole Sports with the Z.com. Welcome back to Cole Sports. Cole Johnson here. Ow! The mic is hot. And so is this joker. Or I should say, so are these jokers. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you the next Dolt of the Week. Dolt of the Week sponsored by nobody, but we're still going to give it to you straight with Noah Chaser. The winner of this episode's Dolt of the Week is... the National Basketball Association franchise known as the Denver Nuggets. They are on the Dolt of the Week charts because of one silly fan. Now, how can you blow a possible wonderful moment in a game played between the Thunder and the Nuggets, where the Nuggets raced out to a huge lead, the Thunder all but erased it, and you had a three-pointer by Paul George with 1 second remaining to go in the game, only to have Gary Harris answer that for the Nuggets with a game-winning three. You had a 127-124 victory, so everything was all good. Then, as Russell Westbrook walked off the court, this drunken fan decided to hop in front of him and basically tell him off. Westbrook pushed the fan off. And then you had Thunder officials run to Westbrook's aid along with his teammates before security got onto the scene. Now, the NBA said that they would review the incident, and they said that they were going to check, see if Westbrook was in the wrong. He wasn't, as they concluded. Well, Mr. Zero Chill had this to say about the incident. Quote, "You got to be able to protect the players, man. The fans are obviously there to enjoy the game, but they can't come onto the floor. That's totally unacceptable. They'll look at it and figure out what's the best way to deal with it. But to me, that's just totally unacceptable." Close quote. Now, when the official ruling came down and saying that they were going to not discipline Westbrook, my first thought was, duh. My second thought was, that shouldn't have been an issue or a statement, because Westbrook was in the right and he handled that situation the best way you could. That is on the opposing team's organization. You should not ever have a fan come onto the court. Security should take care of that and snatch the fan back and not have him or her step onto the floor. At least not when the players are on the court. You know, lest we forget 13 and a half years ago with Malice at the Palace. You can't have these things happen, Denver. That is not how you're supposed to rock. No, protect the players. Even if they are opponents, protect the players, man. Because if you're going to sell that beer and have the fans be sauced the way they are, you're going to have these things happen. So that's on you. That's on you, Nuggets organization. That's all on you. You can't have a drunken fan get on the court, say, yeah, scoreboard, baby, and not have something that you really don't want have to happen. And you're fortunate that all that fan received was a push, because I guaranteed there would have been other players that would have done more than push him. He would have received a fistful of knuckle sandwiches. So he's lucky that Westbrook only pushed him. But you got to protect the players at all times. Protect them. You can't have this happen. Otherwise, you're going to have worse things happen. And that fan is going to give the permission for other drunkards to go onto the court, say their piece, and feel as though they can handle a basketball player just as easily as other basketball players can handle them. And then they're going to get dealt with real quick and see that when you deal with professional athletes, it's a different ball game altogether. Protect your fans. Protect them. Yes, let them celebrate. Let them be in their moment. Let them yell scoreboard to all of the Thunder as they leave the court. But let's not have them get on the court, because that's dangerous. And that's something that nobody would want. So secure that, please. Because I don't want to see what I believe would happen if another player would have seen a fan on the court. Thank you, Zero Chill, for not putting a jawjack lesson onto that fan. You handled it beautifully. I appreciate you for handling it as beautifully as you did. Now, to the Nuggets organization, lock that up. We shouldn't have to see fans on the court. Let's put that to bed and put that to rest. And when I come back, fan behavior is one thing. An employee acting like a straight up jack donkey, hurting everybody else in the organization, is yet another. In upon further review. All right, VIP. I know you only want the best, right? You want your sports coverage stylish and classy. Well, how about your earbuds and headphones? That's where Studio comes into play. I'm wearing my pair of headphones now. It's called the Regent, and they're my favorite because they're comfortable, they look great, and the sound quality is excellent. You can get them in white or in black. You get impeccable clarity and instrumental tones and a well-balanced sound. And you also have the option to go wireless by connecting to any Bluetooth device or connect to a computer with an auxiliary cord. They combine high-polished metal with matte finishes, and that embodies the vision of Scandinavian design. You can also personalize the Regent designs you'd like. Well, Studio not only has the Regent, but they have the Tray, the Vasa Blower, the Clang, and the TV earbuds along with the headphones. So the choice is yours. If you want to listen to Cold Sports and other audio with class, style, and sophistication, go to the show notes in this episode, click onto the Studio link, and upon checkout, use the promo code COLE to save 15% off your new purchase. Again, go to the show notes in this episode, click on the Studio link, and upon checkout, use the promo code COLE, and you'll save 15% off your new purchase. Studio, designing your sound experience. Hi, I'm Cole Johnson of Cole Sports. But when I'm not being the intelligent sportsman, hopefully I'm being intelligent in other ways. Shows.pippa.io/revelations. That's where you'll find the show where we communicate truth to power. Think of it as the audio psychiatrist couch. You get to hear humans be humans. You get to hear humans interact with humans. And you get the fact that you can learn something from somebody the way they see life. That's on pippa.io. And you can also check out the show, Revelations, on milehighradio.com. That's MileHiRadio, every Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. That is every Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Mile High Radio. Revelations is the place where we change the world one conversation at a time. Coming up in the next episode of Cold Sports, who won Super Bowl 52? Will we have another 283 diamonds on a ring scenario? With the Patriots, we might have one of those miraculous comebacks you never know. Super Bowl will get the center stage, of course. We'll talk about the upcoming NBA All-Star Game as well. We're going to talk about Jemele Hill and a decision to step away from ESPN SportsCenter 6 and an enlightened conversation I had with someone about the subject matter. And of course, you know, we're going to award the Dote of the Week. That goes without saying. Right now, I wanted to say thank you to all the participants, all of the spectators, and all of the love that I've received for the episode of the VIP Honors. I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for making the VIP Honors the best episode that I've ever produced and the best thing that I've ever produced in any creative medium whatsoever. You all helped it, and it was a joy and a pleasure to work with all of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't heard the VIP Honors, go to coldsportswithaz.com. It is the top episode, and it's waiting for you. If you want an award show the way that you want to hear an award show, the VIP Honors is the place for you. Well, that's for later, and that's for the past. For the present, we're going to talk about a despicable issue, despicable human beings, and a despicable situation in upon further review. Quote, it is my honor and privilege to sentence you. You do not deserve to walk outside a prison ever again. You have done nothing to control those urges, and anywhere you walk, destruction will occur to those most vulnerable. I just signed your death warrant. Close quote. Now, those words came from the judge overseeing the Larry Nassar trial, one Miss Rosemarie Aquilina, and that was addressed to one Larry Nassar, already received a 60-year federal prison sentence for child pornography in December. What was issued last month was a sentence of 40 to 175 years due to hordes of statements from more than 150 girls and women who were sexually abused by him. In all, it actually was 265 that testified against Mr. Nasser. So it should be good, right? Everything is wonderful. We got the bad guy. We got the creep off the streets, and now he's behind bars. Yes! Justice is served. No, it's not. Here's why it's not served. Why was this man able to do this in not one, but two different forums? And he went unchecked for many years. How is that possible? I think I have a clue as to how that is possible. Let's look at the now former president of Michigan State, Miss Lou Ann Simon. They had knowledge that Nasser was this type of individual, yet they overlooked it. Why? Because the university was doing wonderful in the athletic field and it was making money. And on top of it, Miss Simon was greatest at what? Making money. So you see, even with this sort of issue, it ridiculously goes all the way back to money. And the fact that she had the choice to resign and she wasn't thrown on her butt is absolutely appalling to me. How is it that you are a woman and you don't give a crap about these girls being sexually abused by this man? How? How does it not make you angry to say, okay, I will take what you're saying under advisement because this idiot has to go? How is it that those words did not come out of your mouth and you're a female? It's bad enough even for me as a male to overlook this. You are a female and you overlook this. That is utterly inexcusable, utterly unacceptable, and utterly ridiculous, and utterly inane. It gets my blood boiling that you all are considering nothing but how much money is in the coffers of one Michigan State University and not the welfare of these girls that are getting harmed by this pedophile / sexual abuser / rapist. And it begs the question. And CNN wrote a wonderful article. And the title of it is, On the Heels of the Larry Nasser Case, Did Michigan State Fail to Stop Larry Nasser Like Penn State Did with Jerry Sandusky? Well, considering that we saw the breakdown of Penn State 6.5 years prior, you would think that considering all of that, and Michigan State is in the same conference as Penn State, that they would take lessons from them, write down all the lessons that you could pull from such a sort of situation, and apply the same thing here at East Lansing, Michigan. Nah, they did the same thing that Penn State did. We see no evil. We hear no evil. We know no evil because we're making money. You know what that is? It's a pure, plain, crystal clear example of the fact that you all are tone deaf. It insults my being to know that there are adults who really do not care about their students like this. That there are now two institutions within the past decade who have said this pedophile, this sexual abuser, doesn't affect our program. Forget it. Oh yeah, it affects your program adversely. It's now to the point where we're wanting to get responses from the football coach Mark D'Antonio and the basketball coach, the legend that is Larry Izzo. And we're getting no answers. It sounds real similar to Penn State, doesn't it? Because back in 2011, we weren't getting the answers there either. It was, the guy's a creep, and we're moving on. We're seeing and hearing the same exact thing here. Larry Nasser's a creep, and we're moving on because that's him. It's a totally isolated incident. We're not bothered by anything else, and we're not going to bother ourselves with anything else. Really, really. So you're going to ignore the cries from these girls and young women? That's on your campus. That was utterly insulted and their lives altered through no choice of their own. You're going to ignore that because that's just a guy. And over here, we're pulling in millions a year. That's your thought? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So to answer the question of this CNN article, yes, Michigan State did fail to stop Larry Nasser like Penn State failed to stop Jerry Sandusky. The only difference is it just wasn't 40 years long. It just was 20. But here's another big difference. It didn't affect the students as much with Penn State. It affects the students at Michigan State. And not only that, U.S. Olympic Committee, where are you in this? Why are you so silent? You all did a background check with this man. You hired him on and he fondled girls there too. Why is it that you all are silent? Why is it that you all get away with not saying a thing? Just like Michigan State was hoping that this was going to get swept under the rug and say, okay, well, the creep got punished. We don't have to deal with this. Yes, you do. You hired this man just like Michigan State hired this man. And he was able to roam free unchecked there at Colorado Springs as he was at East Lansing. How dare you all just overlook that? How? How? That doesn't make sense to me. How are you overlooking this? The fact that you allow this man to hurt so many girls and women. How? To the girls and the women who survived this madman, let me firstly apologize to you all. Let me secondly say my heart goes out to you guys. And let me thirdly say that the United States Olympic Committee and Michigan State all failed you. They didn't consider you worthy. They didn't consider your cries worthy to be heard. They didn't consider your voice powerful enough to be heard. They didn't consider your pain worthy enough to address it sooner than 2017. And that is an insult to you all. And I am so gravely sorry for this. And I know the words coming from an honored personality does very little, does extremely little to help the healing process for you all. But know that I'm in your corner, because what Michigan State did and what the USOC has done is repugnant, it's repulsive, it's ridiculous, it's shameful, it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing to me that there are human beings who do not care if a girl or a woman in 2018 gets raped, sexually mistreated, or sexually abused. It is unspeakably sad. So I'm sorry that you all had to deal with this. People are crying for Michigan State to have a death penalty assigned to them. I know this. The NCAA can do whatever they want. The Lord, though, is going to have his day with them. And I pray that the Lord has mercy on them. Because for you all to not protect the innocent like this is an error in judgment that will haunt you the rest of your life. If you happen to like this episode or any episode that you've heard thus far, come on now, come on down to ColdSportsWithAZ.com. If you feel the need to say something, come on now, say it with your chest. VIP speakers waiting for you. ColdSportsWithAZ.com is the place. Want these headphones that I have? I've said it earlier, 50% off using the promo code Cole at checkout. Studio is the place. ColdSportsWithAZ.com is where you can access it. You want your voiceovers and commercials to have this voice represented and help you push your product? Come on, it's here for you. ColdSportsWithAZ.com, you can find it. Cole Johnson's an author. Cole Johnson has books. Cole Johnson has those books on sale. ColdSportsWithAZ.com is where you can access it. As for guest appearances, you want to hear how Cold Sports sounds on other platforms? Well, come on. What are you waiting for? Click on the ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You can find it right there. And if you feel the need that you want a place where you can vent your sports knowledge and feel as though you're not being insulted in doing so, we have the perfect place for you. Come on down to the Cold Sports VIP room. ColdSportsWithAZ.com is where you can find it. And you want to find out who my five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history are? ColdSportsWithAZ.com is right there. That's for free. And you want to check out any past episodes or the present one included, and also the VIP honors. Whatever your flavor, whatever you savor, come on down to ColdSportsWithAZ.com. That's ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You can check out me and all of this wonderful, splendid brand on Cold Sports with the Z.com. And it doesn't matter, VIP, how you listen to me, when you listen to me, or where you do. I just want you to do two simple things. Two. Spread the word about Cold Sports and enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is...
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.